Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, Grateful Ones. Before we start, find yourself in a comfortable space and take 3 deep breaths. I know it's been tough for all of us, so let's take this time to feel whatever you're feeling as you take a deep breath in. Take in love, kindness, joy, and gratitude. And as you exhale, let go of any pain, anger, regret, or discomfort you're feeling right now. Welcome to After 30 with Cara Erigel, a 30-something reminding you to take deep breaths and live with gratitude as we talk love, life, fear, relationships, career, sex, food, money, good books, and how life is so much different and oddly the same after 30. I post new episodes every Thursday. Follow at After 30 with Cara Erigel on Instagram and Facebook to stay updated. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of After 30 with Cara Erigel. It has been a while, but I feel amazing. It's great to be back. And I actually have a really an amazing guest today on the show. I haven't actually heard from her in a while. I feel like this will be a catch-up episode. But before we get to that, I want to wish you guys well. I hope you're well. And I hope you are dealing with life okay right now. It doesn't have to be perfect. Nothing ever is. But I hope you guys are okay. 2 words that kind of have been shaking me up lately, and this person we're about to talk to as well, is starting over. 2 words that elicit such a nauseating and unsettling feeling, especially in our 30s. But it's an amazing time to start over, right? And that means to sabi nun in your 30s. Most people at this age are pretty set in their ways, though. True. And that's one of the reasons why we crave excitement, new adventures, different experiences, and fear taking the leap at the same time. As you step into the season of your life, many things will end and start so that you can create a life that you absolutely enjoy. Our 30s is the perfect time to reevaluate our priorities. Being successful in this means living a life that is varied, exciting, challenging, and ever evolving. It means finding ways to reinvent yourself, even if they don't fit in with the cultural norms you are surrounded by. Your 30s are the perfect time to begin a new life. All it takes is being open to the possibility and seeing that who you are now is not who you have to be forever. Can you really start over in your 30s? Would it have all been pointless? All your work, all your life choices that brought you here today, you ask? Abso-freaking-lutely not. Now, you are at the perfect headspace to reflect on what's working for you, what's not, and what you would like to change. Where do I go from here, you're asking? How do I start over? How does it really feel when I start over? On today's episode, we're talking, like I said, to a very good friend of mine who now lives on the other side of the world, who probably already has a British accent, a former radio DJ, a host, and a fellow podcaster of mine. Everybody, please welcome back on the show, Rica Garcia.
Hi. Yay! Wow. I love the introduction. Made me think about a lot of things. And no, I don't have a British accent yet. I'm still in my American English accent, which, by the way, I think a lot of, like, my first week here in the UK, which, by the way, yes, I'm in the UK. A lot of people have been telling me, you have an American accent. I didn't expect that from you. And I'm like, what did you expect from my face? I don't know.
I know. It's we so get that weird. A lot. Filipinos who speak, I guess, eloquently, who speak good English, get that a lot from people who, you know, speak the language, I guess, more naturally or first, diba? First, you know, nila, language nila. Parang, I'm so surprised. How did you expect me to sound like this? Is this how I should be talking?
Exactly. Pero, yeah, it's been such a crazy experience moving here. And I mean, if I could talk about like all the new things that I've seen and I've been to, I could go on and on. Pero syempre, I mean, like aside from all of that, I also go through a lot of like crappy days. Even if like sabihin natin na, oh, you're in such an amazing country. Alam yun. And then, you know, you have the king there and the royal family.
Oh my God.
Hindi ko sila nakikita.
San mo sila makikita ever? Have you ever been to an area where you could possibly bump into them?
I think, di ba kapag merong mga parang event, ganun, may mga event, tapos parang they go through the public. Pero kasi minsan sobrang laki nung, I mean like sobrang sikip and like you have to go to London, you have to go to the central, you know, place. So yeah, pero it's been a roller coaster of a year. I think
has
that's
it been
like
a year?
Almost, yeah. Kasi almost. I started September. Yeah. So
almost a year. I think one month apart tayo, Mamsh.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Sorry guys, we call each other Mamsh off the air when we're not being podcasters.
What should I call you when we're in a podcast? Ma'am?
Ma'am? Ma'am? Madam.
Madam.
With a Z, Madam.
But yeah, it's almost been a year. And then I remember this time last year, I bought my ticket like randomly one night. And then 4 weeks later, I was here.
That was fast. That was very fast.
It is so weird because at this time last year also I was packing my life from the Philippines to here. But today I'm actually again packing to leave this house that I've been staying in for a year. And I'm moving to who knows. It's a transition phase. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where to go, honestly. I'm just packing my bags. Diba? Very movie.
I'm going to say very adventurous and yes, very.
Movie-like.
Oh, movie. Very Notting Hill type.
Oh, ganon.
Diyan ka ba? Pelikula na yung life mo. No, but exactly. I love how you opened it up with that, Rica. As a host yourself, no? You've brought the conversation straight to a very important part of it. I guess, you know, I've opened it up that way to kind of set us up for the more real things that we're about to talk to, how you've really been feeling. Like, I mean, it's amazing. I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. Everything you post, I follow you. You know, of course I follow you. Hello. But I mean, what I mean is I follow the progress, you know, your life there. And we check in on each other once in a while. And I really am happy for you. And also because you're my friend and I know you well, I know that there are other deeper questions that I should be asking you and I should be checking on you, you know, with. And like I mentioned earlier, I moved from Manila to the province in August. And Rica moved from Manila, from the Philippines to the UK in September, just like, you know, a month apart. And we're technically going through a lot of the same emotions, a lot of the same feelings, just in different, I guess, variations. But I want to start by asking you first, you know, what made you decide to take the leap and move to a different country in your late 20s? And were you afraid at all?
Actually, during the whole lockdown, the whole pandemic, I was actually looking for a place to move to. So I really wanted to take my master's, as in for like maybe a solid 2 years. I've been telling people that before I'm 30, I'm going to take my master's degree and I'm going to finish my master's degree. And that's when I realized that manifestation really works, or like repeating yourself really works, because it happened. But at that point, like during the pandemic, I didn't know where to go. Well, obviously, it's because
you know, the countries were still, you know, closed. But I was thinking Australia, Korea, but it never really panned out. As in, I even took Korean classes because I know that I could possibly go there. And then I was looking up sponsorships, scholarships. And then I was already looking like in New York. As in, ganun, talagang like my head was already out there in the clouds. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, so I met my boyfriend, Ryan, a year before.
Shout out.
Yes.
Shout out to Ryan.
Wait, sorry, professional. So I met my boyfriend,
Ryan. Wait, I'm thankful hindi ka pa rin nagbabago 1 year living in the UK.
No. I can't shake it off. But yeah, so we met. And then when we were dating, he actually had kind of like minor plans to move to the UK because he's a nurse. And, you know, there are a lot of like openings for nurses here in the UK. But hindi sa UK? I think it's such an, like for me, never ko siya naisip. So I looked into it and then I realized that, and then with the help of like a lot of other people, because I went through an educational agency, which was free, and they gave me like, they really supported me with everything. And they even told me that actually, I don't think a lot of people know this, but if you move or if you study in the UK, it's actually not that, kumbaga parang hindi siya unattainable. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not as so parang, unattainable as most people assume.
Oh, would assume. So parang ako, oh, okay. So, one drunken night, okay, ito talaga yung nagsimula nito. One drunken night, I got really, really drunk by myself at home in my apartment. I'm so sorry. I don't condone like, you know, excessive drinking. But
I mean, come on. Sometimes we need it.
I know. So I was going through a phase. Sorry, mom. I booked myself the IELTS exam. So the English exam, because you need that. Mm. And that's like, I feel like that's the start of the whole process for you. Because for you to apply for a lot of things, you need the IELTS exam. So parang for me, pinaput off ko siya for such a long time. And then eventually one night when I got drunk, I booked myself an IELTS exam. And then I slept. The next day, I got an email with the date of my exam. And then that's it. Tuloy-tuloy na siya. It was like a snowball. It snowballed. Kasi parang isip ko at that point, I already spent that much money for the IELTS exam. There's no turning back. So, ayun. So, I think a lot of people also questioned the parang, and even my parents, the parang, did you do this because, you know, your boyfriend is going there? But honestly, I don't want to lie anymore. Partly. Yeah. Obviously. Well, I mean like.
Yeah, hello.
Diba? I mean, I don't want to sugarcoat it. So what? Exactly. No, parang, I don't want to sugarcoat it anymore. And yeah, that story in itself is like a different layer as well. Because syempre, you have to think about the relationship. Although I never ever think about like breaking up or whatever. Pero syempre, a lot of people think about that. Na parang, oh, what if it doesn't work out? But I never really, never siya inisip. So, yeah. So,
kung naisipin, mama, yung manifest mo pa yun. Lakas ng manifestation kaya ng utak mo. Hello.
Okay, actually, yung powers. Ka
diba?
hindi. Pero never siya inisip talaga. And for me, I don't really shy away from that question. And that's it. Yeah, so I'm here and we've been trying to figure it out for a year. Because I live in Bristol, which is like 3 hours away from where he lives.
Goodness.
Oh my gosh, mom.
Layo you pala.
Ma'am.
Go lang. Huwag ka tayo mag-pretend, please lang.
No. But you will love Bristol. As in, you will enjoy it here. It's like, I know that like a lot of people probably have an idea what London is. Yeah, it's kind of like a similar thing, but it's more para siyang malaking Cubao X. Gets ba?
Okay.
Yung
art scene is
exactly. Like there are a lot of like food. Vintage shops and like, you know, the people here, it's really nice. Yeah. Yun yung description.
I can't wait to visit you. Parang Cubao X. Okay. Anyway. Gets naman agad.
Diba?
Okay. I'm sure I would love it. I look forward to visiting you there. Let's manifest it. Okay? Let's okay. manifest it. We're gonna get there. But for now, ano, mag-i-warm up muna natin yung mga puwet natin where we've moved ourselves. Mm-hmm. No, but it's... I am still in awe of, like, my second question, my sort of follow-up question to that question to you was, were you afraid at all? Because there will always be fear, and you're taking a huge leap, man. Yung akin, parang dalawang taon na kaming kasal ni Pao before, and something grave had to happen for me, and you know this, you know, for me to actually pack up and leave and move from Manila to here. Mm-hmm. It took a while. Ikaw, to me at least, you know, it just seems like you were drunk one night, you did this, then you booked the ticket, and you were gone in like a month. What was the thought process like? Was it, if you were afraid, how did you just like, para ka bang tumalon nakapikit, bahala na? Ganon?
You know what? The book that really helped me throughout that whole process last year during this time, ito talaga yun, June, July, August, was Atomic Habits. Muntik na ako maano dun, mabulol. Atomic Habits. So, kasi it was such a big, big, big decision in my head that when I was listening to Atomic Habits, I was listening to an ebook, parang na-realize ko na, okay, just do this one little tiny thing. Tapos, next ulit. Ganun. And then I didn't realize that I was already in NAIA, you know, going to the plane and then packing on my bag. You know what I mean? Na parang sobrang nakatulong talaga sa akin yung Atomic Habits and even that type of thing. You don't even have to read the book. Basically, it's just doing one tiny little thing in that big task, and then you won't realize it that you're already done with the whole task. So but yes, I was afraid to answer the question. I was afraid every single time. But I think the reason why I didn't feel like I wanted to stop is because yun na. Kasi I was doing one tiny little thing. So like when I was taking my IELTS exam, all I did was, okay, magsha-sharpen lang muna ako ng pencil. Ganon. Ganon siya kaliit. Like, okay, I'm just gonna put on my shoes. And then I'm gonna go to Marco Polo. Kasi dun yung, by the way, sa Marco Polo yung IELTS exam. And then, I'm just gonna go to the elevator. Ganun, as in ganun talaga, like little tiny steps. I know it sounds insane.
No, but it doesn't. It makes so much sense. Yeah. It does. Because one of the biggest reasons why people don't push through with the big stuff is because it's big and you think that it's big and that makes you feel like it's too big for me to handle and I can't get there. Like, how do I get there? But that's exactly the answer to it. How you get there is to take one little step at a time and then you'll eventually get there.
I know, it sounds... thank you. But you know what? When I talk about it out loud, it seems like I'm... Parang kumbaga parang baka nafe-feel ng mga tao, oh, parang namang ang dali-dali yun sa'yo. You know, it looks so easy for you. But promise talaga, promise, it's like that one, that type of mentality really, really helped me. And, you know, if it resonates, you know, with you, then go ahead and try it out because I really recommend it talaga to the listeners.
I completely believe in that. I really, really believe in that. Most of our... everyday decisions rely a lot on the subconscious, I guess, you know, with what consciously kasi, diba, okay, you think you get up in the morning and these are the things you need to do. But the things that your the subconscious controls, diba, the way we breathe, which you're not aware of most of the time. You breathe in your digestion, diba? It's your subconscious that controls everything else that happens naturally in your body. And I think yung taking one step at a time is sort of putting your conscious and your subconscious in tune. Parang pinag-meet mo sila.
Yeah.
I'm overthinking this. Pero pinag-meet mo sila into, you're making one big thing into a natural thing. Into a thing that you actually do anyway. Like you're taking the IELTS exam, but you naturally sharpen pencils anyway. This is just sharpening a pencil. It's not, I'm not taking an exam and changing my life potentially. Yeah. Okay, I've said way too many things. But what were the biggest challenges you had when you moved? Like, I'm sure there are a lot. apart from, diba, financially and also packing up your life, saying goodbye to friends, even welcoming the possibility of huge change. Like, ano yung pinakamalaking challenges for you?
Because initially at that point, I co-owned a coffee shop last year. And then I think it was also such a big change for my partner in the coffee shop. And then parang hindi na rin namin napag-usapan. We failed to talk about it. Well, I honestly failed to talk about it. And then there were a lot of different things. I tried to work it out when I was here. I was still, you know, ordering stuff and doing stuff for the coffee shop, but it didn't really work out. We had to make a big girl decision, which kudos to my partner. It must have been so hard for her to like make that decision, and it was really hard for me also to make that decision because it's my baby. You know what I mean? It was my baby, but
yeah.
I had to make a decision as well. So I made the decision of moving here, tried to work it out. So I think talaga that was really the biggest challenge because there was still something that I, kumbaga para I didn't tie loose ends in the Philippines. That's what I felt.
Oh my God, meron kang literal na unfinished business, ma'am.
Oh, literal. Well, it wasn't unfinished. It's more of like ongoing business.
Yeah.
It was an ongoing business. But yeah, unfinished business. So that happened, and I feel like yun talaga yung pinaka mahirap for me aside from obviously leaving my family. This is something that, you know, my partner and I created, and you know, we went through a lot of challenges, and then alis na lang ako bigla, parang ganun, na parang I didn't want the coffee shop and I didn't want her to feel like wala lang to sa akin, that this isn't such a big decision. And yeah, that was really it. Aside from that, as in French, alam mo ba, when I moved here, I suddenly thought about all of my friendships that I had before. Na parang, narealize ko kung sino yung totoong kaibigan, narealize ko kung bakit sometimes parang I felt like I was escaping a friendship. Parang ganon. Yung parang, gets ba? Na parang dahil aalis na ako, I don't have to talk to this person anymore. I don't have to pretend that I like them or whatever. Ganon. Yan. Napaisip ako talaga with everything. Tapos,
wait. Kasama ba ako sa listahan mo ng tunay na kaibigan mo? Kasama naman ako, no?
Siyempre. Nakaukit yung, what ano, an honor. Yung name mo. No, but yeah, it really made me think about a lot of things. But that was really one of the biggest challenges, was to leave that behind. And like I said, big girl decisions. And yeah. I just had to suck it up, really. So
I remember you talking about that a lot during, you know, during the course of your move. And even the first few times that we were kind of catching up, but you were still, it bothered you. It stayed with you for a while, diba? What did you learn about yourself through that process? Like, because of that challenge and, you know, the process of being able to put on your big girl pants and making big girl decisions?
Well, in relation to like leaving the business and everything?
Yeah, parang I guess.
Actually, one realization that I, or parang one thing that I really learned about myself during that whole thing, and especially after when I had to leave the business. Kasi parang I felt na, shocks, parang I failed. I failed this task of mine. Parang dapat, this is something that I do, pero I failed. That's why I had to leave, diba? So, initially, napaisip ako na parang, younger Rica would have thought na parang, oh, shocks, you're such a failure. Younger Rica would have beaten herself up thinking that, no, this can't be. As in, like, I will beat myself up thinking na, no, you failed. But then, when I went through that, I realized na parang, oh, I can suck up failure. Yung parang medyo,
failure's not so bad.
Yeah, yung parang napaisip ako na parang, okay, like, I can accept it. Kasi before, what I would have done is make up excuses and, you know, talk shit about other people and stuff like that. So, yung ganon. Yeah, younger Rica is not wise.
well, our younger selves aren't very wise.
So, when I went through that, I kind of accepted it. Parang I sat with myself. I sat with a feeling of failure and I sat with myself and thinking, okay, you failed this. And then you can feel it. Okay, you can feel this weird emotion. And then move on. So parang napaisip tuloy ako that that is such a good practice for me because I am sure I will fail a lot more times in the future. And knowing that I can sit with that failure is just, diba? I don't have to think about it anymore. So, but hopefully I don't. being a Pisces perfectionist myself.
Ano ba?
Hopefully I
failure
don't.
Is inevitable. The I thing know, is, if you don't fail at something, then how will you know that? How will you know to improve? Diba? I mean, ideally, hindi tayo nag-fail. Perfect tayo in our heads. Gusto natin perfect. Hindi tayo nasasaktan. Failure sounds like such a bad thing. But there's such a thing as failing this book. Diba? Failing forward. You fail. When you fail, it means you tried. Sounds so preachy. It means you tried. And then you have the chance to try again. Now with the knowledge of the failure. Oh, okay. I failed here because this and this and this and this. And then now you can make those little steps moving forward. How do I make it better? How do I? Or maybe even if you fail and then you realize maybe I failed because this really isn't for me. I don't love it enough. You know, then I'll try something else. If you didn't fail, and if you're just so-so, la-da-da-da-da, coursing through life, andong ka lang unhappy forever. Or eto ka na lang, diba? You know, that happens to a lot of us. Because we want to stay in our comfort zone.
Yun nga eh, parang napaisip ako na parang, did that have to happen for me to be happier? Parang ganun, na parang did that have to happen? But I try not to think about that. Protect myself.
I feel like a lot of things happen for us, you know, not necessarily to us, like, you know, it happens for us one way or another, to teach us something, to, or to just, gusto ko yung sinabi mo eh, na you learn to sit with the failure, sit with yourself and go through it. That's the difference between people who are able to move forward and people who aren't, diba? Is to sit with the uncomfortable feeling and to deal with it head on. And dami sa atin, myself included, diba? Mas madali kasi to just be like, oh God, I failed. Okay, how do I? And then next, diba? Or like, no, it's not. Or you beat yourself up, you know, or you bury it down. You don't deal with it. You move on to the next. You busy yourself with hobbies or another type of ganito, another type of ganyan. Yeah. Hindi mo siya, you didn't get to deal with it. So that's wonderful that now you're able to do that. You know, this Rika, this version of Rika. But what helped Rika, this version of Rika, adjust to the new environment? My God, I mean, I can only imagine. Yung akin palang, nasa Pilipinas ako, girl, ah, ibang ano lang. Like, okay, they're Bisaya here and, you know, it's provincial.
Can you speak Bisaya a little bit?
Gamay, a little bit. Like, I can buy food. I can get
places. Oh, that's so exciting.
I feel like us. I feel like, like people who are, I guess, in the same profession. Maybe, or like a lot of people who like to talk and like to read and like to listen. Language ang strength natin eh. So I feel like it's a little bit easier for us to adapt that way. But I won't ask you the same question, of course, because you do speak English. But what helped you adjust to the new environment, the new people, new everything, and being away from your comfort zone?
You know what? Ryan and I were talking about it the other day. Na sinabi niya na, you know what? I don't really feel like I'm in another country. I just felt, kumbaga yung parang, yeah. It's so weird. Maybe also because we're also surrounded by a lot of Filipinos. Because in his area, there are a lot of Filipinos. And it just so happens that when we got here, we bago yung commuting and bago yung train systems and everything. But you learn it in one day. You already know stuff in one day. So it doesn't feel like everything is different. And especially I think it really helped that, you know, people speak English here and you know, it's really easy to ask questions, directions and everything. So it never felt like I was a foreign person. And I think it also helps that the mentality of people here, and I don't want to like generalize, but that's just what I felt. The mentality of like the people that I interacted with they're like global thinking. Na parang, okay, you're Filipino. Okay. Yung parang, it, they're not closed off with people from other countries because it is a hub. Like UK, it's like a hub of different nationalities in here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all super open. Whenever I say that, oh, I'm actually Filipino, they're like, oh, cool. And then they maybe ask one question about the Philippines or like they say that they've been to Cebu or something. So, yung parang ganon. And I never felt like, oh, you're from Asia or you're from the Philippines. What's it like there? Or like, mm-hmm. you have brown skin or whatever. Hindi sila ni bago. Alam mo yon. So, which meant that it made me feel like I just belong here. I'm
oh,
not,
that's nice.
Hindi ako others. Parang ganun. Hindi ako others. Yeah,
I love
so.
That.
Yeah. It's such a nice experience. And hopefully it continues that way.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even in during my internship, because obviously I had to be in like a company, and I would think that the company that I'm interning with are like all UK residents or lahat sila like taga UK ganyan. And then I thought that being Filipino would matter na parang oh hindi ka taga dito and then you're working here. But it doesn't matter. They just gave me a task and all they wanted to do is for me to work. Akala ko talaga they would expect na parang can you speak English or stuff like that. No, they're like
wow.
Why are we so surprised? I know.
What are all these expectations from us?
No, they didn't expect that from me. They actually just, like, it was just like a normal internship. Ako lang yun. It was just my anxious thoughts. Yeah. Na parang, yeah. Oh, maybe it would matter if, you know, I say that I'm Filipino. And then, biglang, when I went into the meeting, they're all like, hello, Rica. This is your job. Go do your work. So, yeah, that really helped. With the whole move when I was here already. And you know me, I think one of my, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but for me, I like new things. I'm excited by exploring the train system and how to go here by myself and, you know, how to book this by myself. I like doing things alone. You know, I like exploring and getting to know things. So, hindi siya, kasi one of the biggest things that I had to explore was the train system. Kasi I had to go from Bristol to where Ryan was. Kasi it takes 3 hours or two and a half hours. So that was pretty exciting for me. As in, the first day I got here, I took the bus to Bristol, which was 3 hours. The next day, I took the train back to London for 3 hours again, not knowing anything. But for me, that's exciting. And for some people, it might be terrifying. But for me, it's exciting.
I absolutely love that for you, Rica. I know. I know you're really adventurous. You like doing things on your own. You're very independent. And you, again, diba, it's the way you look at things that makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. You like exploring new things. You like new adventures. You like getting lost and finding your way, which is great. You know, you're at the perfect place at the perfect time for that. All of those things.
Yeah, you know that feeling.
Dito kasi walang ganyan eh.
No, but then you do drive around, right? You do drive around.
I do. And like I said, you know, we're both dealing with a lot of changes, dealing with change, dealing with moving our lives from one place to another with different experiences also. Like mine naman is, I love traveling too. I mean, I love that. Like I used to, what I used to do, I used to host for O Shopping and we would go to Korea every month. And I liked going out alone and getting lost. Like, I was freaking alone on Valentine's Day there in 2017, going around, getting lost, meeting new people. I love that. I really love that.
Yeah.
And that's why I was all the more like, okay, now that I'm here, and you know, that I also have these discussions with my husband, like, you like exploring new places. How come you don't like exploring here? And I'm like, Kolam, I've been here. I've been here many times. I don't know. Like, to me, it doesn't feel new. To me, it actually, that's why it took a while for me to, I guess, adjust to living here. Because to me, it always felt like a vacation. This, coming to here, where I am now, coming to this place, felt to me like I'm getting away from the busyness and la da da. But now I'm here. I live here. Spanula. Okay, wait. Asa na yung busy? Asa na yung ano? Yung mas ganon siya. Asa na yung
stress? Oh my gosh.
Ganon. It's different.
I do remember. Maybe. It is such a different time also because I do remember all of the times that we go to the mall after work and then we just like window shop. That was weird because it was so accessible na, and especially it must be so different for you na parang before it was so accessible, 5 minutes na sa mall ka na, and we can eat out, we can do shopping, you know. Actually, ako yung ako yung budol friend ni Kara, the original one. Whenever Kara would go shopping, I would always tell her, get that go, Nala! Go!
You deserve it!
Diba?
The shopping hasn't changed for me. I feel like it's gotten worse because of freaking online shopping. You know? And because I'm like, there's nowhere to shop here. Yeah. You know? And yet, I think those are the things. Little art, I'm calling it little arte things now that I miss. The little conveniences of getting a massage, of going out and getting good food. Or getting like, I miss like, freaking Uncle Mo's.
Bring Uncle Mo's there then.
Yun lang. Namimiss ko lang, I guess, yung mga nakasanayan ko. The conveniences of things. But on a bigger scale, like, yo, very grateful to be here in this place. It's just, I think what we need to know and to let the people know who are going through all these changes in their lives and who are thinking about going through a shift in your life is that it's normal for it to take a while. Actually, in fact, it will take a while.
Oh, yeah.
It will take a while because you will be grieving the loss of what you were so used to, about you, of coming out of your comfort zone. And it will feel uncomfortable. And you need to be able to sit with the discomfort and to allow it to help you grow into a better person and learn new things about yourself.
I think what really helped when I moved here also was I was exploring new things and it didn't feel scary because I was with Ryan. I was with somebody who was experiencing the same thing. And I know that might not be something that people would go through. Yung parang, it's a rare type of thing na parang you move to a new country and then you're with somebody right away. But that really helped. And I'm really thankful for that. I never take it for granted, really. So yeah, that really helped when I moved here. But I mean, I'm not saying that there were no challenges when I first moved here. Because when I first moved here, I only had an Airbnb booked for 2 weeks. And I had to look for a place in a country where I don't know how to rent. I don't know what you need. I don't have a bank account. None.
How did you start all of that? Okay, I know you're about to say, I took it one little step at a time, okay?
I already know
that that's how it's helping you. But like, maybe for people who are listening right now, who are thinking of doing the same thing, like, how did you go about that? Opening your bank account, finding a place to go, what did you go, who did you go to, what helped you?
Well, for when I moved here, I only had an Airbnb for 2 weeks. So that was my deadline to find a place. I didn't know that there was a renting crisis, cost of living crisis already happening here. But I got really, really lucky. So I found this place where I'm staying at right now. I found this place through apps, yung renting apps. And I'm not sure if we have those things in the Philippines. Maybe websites. Pero dito kasi they have apps. And then I just went through one of the apps. I contacted maybe 10 people. And then mm-hmm. this is the only place that I viewed. And I already, nung nakita ko na it was good, the landlord was nice. They had a kitchen, which was great. I didn't have to buy a bed. I said, where do I pay? How do I pay? So I think that pushed me to open my bank account, which is super easy. Just do it online. And then that pushed me next naman to transfer all my money from the Philippines to the UK.
All of your money. All of everything. So you, ano ba? Wait, so you closed your bank account here already?
Siguro there was an emergency like family okay. fund na parang mm-hmm. in case lang. Mm-hmm. Pero yeah, basically and then kumbaga parang each move pushed me to make the next move. It's kind of like a mm-hmm. prerequisite. Cause if
I atomic habit.
Exactly. So you know, if I didn't make the booking for only 2 weeks for my Airbnb, I wouldn't have looked for a place. If I didn't look right. for a place, I wouldn't have opened the bank account. So it's not like a checklist that I had in my head. It was more of like stairs. It was mm-hmm. steps that I had to take. Because if it were checklists in my head, wala akong magagawa. Because I don't know where to start. I don't know yeah. where to start. So I started with the most important thing, which is a roof over my head. And like I said, I am just so, so lucky to be able to have found this place. Quiet, good housemates. We never see each other. That's my definition of good housemates.
It's for you. Exactly. It's so perfect for you. You don't need to hug anybody.
No. I don't. One of my housemates, they don't know my name. Literally, there was this one time I said hi to one of my housemates who I never see. He didn't know me. He didn't acknowledge me. It's funny. I think it's
you?
Funny.
What are you doing in my home?
Nasa labas. So parang nasa labas ako. Tapos parang nag-hi ako sa kanya. And he was like, who are you? But it's funny. It's funny because for me, the perfect housemates would be the people who I barely see. But I do see them sometimes. Like, hello, hi. You know.
But you don't need to interact with them. Yeah, I guess.
I got so super lucky with this one. And then that's it, really. I mean, like when it comes to the university stuff, I think they have it all worked out. Mm-hmm. I think that's also one of the things that made it easier to transition from my life to the UK from here, because instantly, meron ka nang, you have something to do. Instantly, you have classmates, you have instant friends,
right.
You know what I mean? But that's another thing because, you know, having adult friends is different. Making adult friends is different. You know what I mean? Na parang, hindi siya ganun kadali na parang to break through to people. But yeah.
Yeah. There. Now kasi you're more, ano na eh. I mean, you've made friends. You know? Yeah. You know the friends you like. So now, it's not just like, let's be friends and see where it goes. It's more in your head. You're like,
I already have a hugger friend. I already have Kara.
That's enough.
I'm good.
But I'm not there to hug you though.
I know.
No, but making friends in a different place is also mm-hmm. very important because it affects you a lot. You know what they mm-hmm. say, and we hear this all, you know, probably we heard it a lot growing up, like who you surround. Tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are. Or like who you surround yourself with is essentially who you will be. And that's why it's also kind of hard because you're dealing with a lot of stuff when you move to a different place. Maybe that's also another different thing, like at least for me. I'm also learning a lot of things from you, but trying to like pinpoint, okay, where did I go wrong? The joke lang. Bakit iba yung experience? The joke lang. Like, why is it? Okay, what's the difference with my experience in that case? And, you know, it made it clear a little bit when you said that when you get there, meron ka na kasing like clear set something that you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
I think that's also mm-hmm. another difference for me. When I came here, I had I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Although there were a lot of opportunities, which I am very grateful for, and took me a while to get to that and to even accept it and to even call it a thing for me. I just posted something online a while ago. Anyway, for me, it was just in the beginning, it's something to keep me busy, but now it's apparently giving me purpose, which is amazing. But, you know, that this can also, I mean, luckily for you, you went there for a reason. You know, you moved your life for a reason. You knew what you went there for. I moved for a reason too, of course. I mean, to be with my husband and to start a family, not knowing what, how, diba? Wala pa akong ganun, wala akong move from here and then this is the mold I will be. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, ito yung gagawin ko. Wala akong ganun. So it took also a while, I guess, to figure that out. And that will happen for a lot of us. Maybe for people who will give up their jobs and move to a different place or who will choose, you know, maraming ganun na magbabago talaga completely. Yung buhay mo, mararata, mawawala yung, what do you call this, routine mo. And it can be very scary and it can be tiring. But be welcoming of that also, like what Rica said. Diba? I-welcome mo yung change. I-welcome mo yung scary thing about change.
I mean, but if you think about it, you moved your life from Manila to to Davao, right there. I was thinking, hindi Cebu, diba?
Okay. Then
to Davao.
Nakapunta ka na dito eh.
I know. But I mean, for you to do that and to give up a lot of things and to give up a lot of titles. Kasi before, diba?
Radio DJ.
Yeah, the titles.
Yeah.
It must have been so scary. But look at where you are now. Diba? I mean, the world didn't crumble.
Oh, no, it didn't. Definitely. It felt that way, though, in the beginning. Oh, I think that's how it's always going to feel when you move. Because you will grieve. You will change. I mean, you're out of your comfort zone. It will feel like your world is crumbling. Especially if you've attached your whole personality and your happiness to your job, to your career, to your title, to everything you are in a certain place. So when you're moved out of that place and you don't have that job, that title anymore, then you'll feel like, who the hell am I then?
Exactly. Exactly.
Who am I? What's all this for?
Can I tell you about something that's kind of funny?
Yeah.
Because, you know, aside from us being radio DJs, and that's how we're known, we do have an online presence, diba? And through that online presence, we get sponsorships, we get, you know, things sent to us and stuff like that. And then when I moved here, Ryan asked me, and I didn't expect it from him, pero sinabi niya sa akin na parang, aren't you sad that you won't get any more packages or like sponsorships or something like that? And then tapos lang ako, oh nga, no, I won't be getting all of this anymore. But I was thinking, no, I don't actually feel sad about it. I don't actually feel sad about it. Kasi parang, it's something intangible. Eh. It's followers, like, you know what I mean? Instagram. If Instagram decided to just like turn off Instagram one day, I won't have that anymore. So I don't really attach that to who I am because it's so scary. Somebody has the power to take it all away. So I never really think na parang, hi, I'm Rica. I have blah, blah, blah followers online. Yung ganon. So I never thought of that. But, oh nga, it was something that also changed, I think, that sort of culture. But yeah. For me, honestly, I am so, so proud of you. And every time I see your home, I'm like, oh my God, what a one. You really do make a home. You do really make four walls into a home. Because I remember seeing your first condo, the condo empty. And then the next time I'm there, it's like full of plants and full of like personality and character. Like I want to live here. You know what I mean? And I was so sure that's what you were going to do in your home right now. And it's just it's so beautiful. Yeah. And
feeling
don't
make me cry.
Namimiss ko na si Pogsley.
Oh, miss ko na rin ni Pogsley. He's so happy here though.
I know. Oh my gosh.
He loves it here. He barks at all the sheep, everything. Ang hahabol ng... Hindi ko alam. Actually, mas natatakot ako ngayon sa kanya dito sheep. Kasi feeling niya matapang. Hindi, feeling niya matapang siya. Mas natatakot ako for him than all the other animals in the farm. Horses, sheep, whatever. Because he feels like he's a big dog. Like, wow, tapang ha.
But like, no.
There That's are so snakes cute. Here. I feel like he will bark at a snake and be like, blah, blah, blah. Diba? Oh my God, wag naman sana. But like,
no.
But thank you so much for saying that.
if you guys didn't know, I actually babysat Pugsley for how many weeks? 4 weeks?
A month.
A month. Oh my gosh, we had so many memories. It was so fun. Yeah. It was so fun.
I miss you so much. Oh, thank you so much for saying that. That you don't know how much it means to me. Yeah. That's also why I moved here. It's to create a home, right?
Yeah.
So thank you.
Grab yung coffee bar mo. The dream.
Oh, you're gonna love it. Come back. When you're in the Philippines, God. Definitely.
Yeah, obviously.
Hello.
It's a stop.
Tama na, okay. Huwag tayo mag-iyakan.
Okay. I know.
Moving on back. For our listeners. Now, I also want to know what, because you, thank God, thank you for mentioning Atomic Habits. I keep going back to that book. Which is why I want to ask you the question, like, what new habits did you create to cope with the changes that's now helping you to build a new life that works for you? Because routines, malamang nagbago, di ba? Apart from oras mo, sure. Baliktad and everything. So what new habits did you create?
I think I only started creating habits maybe this summer. Maybe just like a couple of months ago. Because the months before that, it was really, really hard for me to kind of go back to my active lifestyle. Because in the Philippines, it's always sunny. You can go out for a run, for a walk. The gym is there. Here, there's the winter time. And when I did get here, it was kind of going into winter. So that was one big change. First of all, a big change. First winter Weather. Of my life ever.
Wow.
It was so beautiful. It was so icy. But at the same time, I didn't have that luxury to run outside anymore or, you know, like do my workout or whatever. It was so cold. Kahit na you can do workouts inside, it was just so cold. You cannot. Ang lamig. So I must say that was really one of the things that I struggled with creating or kumbaga parang kind of like continuing what I was used to, continuing my own habits. Because you know me, my habits are just really working out. Activities. That's it. Sports activities. That's it. I'm a simple gal. you know, I don't do pottery or I don't do whatever. But what really aligns me with myself is like sports and activities and being active. And I didn't get to do that. At first, that was such a big change. I gained weight. Another thing that is, you know, I feel like we'll touch on that, but another thing that changed. Yeah. And then, so this summer, I vowed to myself to become more active because it's sunny outside up until 9 p.m. So I had
what
no
excuse. Hell?
9 p.m. And then it's sunny. It's sunny at like 4 a.m. Parang ganon. Sobra. It's crazy. But it's really nice. It's really nice. So I'm becoming more active. Riding my bike. Running a lot. Doing yoga. And, you know, all of my favorite things. That's really what aligns me to who I am. Who I am. What I know what to do. I mean, muscle memory is real. And even if I haven't ridden my bike for months, when I went on the saddle, I was like, this is who I am.
Aww.
It's calling my name.
Yeah. I love that for you. No, it's important to point that out, that it did take a while for you to get back to your routine, diba? To get back to your...
Yeah,
because
sure.
You were still... what's the word? Dealing with a change, you know, you're still warming up your butt to the place, diba? So, ang dami mo pang ibang fini-figure out. And then once you've, oh, so you've got, because you've gotten back to your routine, kind of, that also means that you have warmed up and you have figured it out, sort of, in a way. So meron ka ng space to bring back your what you're used to.
Yeah.
And your routine. Actually, and same for me, physical activities. Diba? For me, it's more a mental thing. More than, I mean, of course, losing weight and staying fit and feeling healthy. For me, it's a mental thing. If I don't do it, I will feel sad. Mm-hmm. And I will feel unfulfilled.
I mean, that's why we're friends. That's why we're friends. It's because that's one of the things that we bond over. Remember?
Oh, like, yeah.
You go to the gym. And sometimes it's not even, like you said, it's not even because we want to lose weight or have abs or whatever. But obviously that's a plus if it happens.
Yeah.
Come on, body. Come on, abs. It's a plus, but like you said, it is more for my head. And actually, parang feeling ko nga, whenever I look at your Instagram story, sometimes I feel like it's a mirror. Because, alam mo yun, yung parang, although, syempre, di ba, magkaiba tayo ng katawan, you know, I don't have, like, your abs.
I don't have abs, mom.
No. No, but, what do you call this? Like, sometimes I look into, it's like looking into a mirror kasi parang naisip ko na, oh, I feel crappy today. I'm gonna work out. And then I go on your Instagram and then you're like, I had a bad day, so you know, I went on the mat or something like that. Tapos parang wala lang, parang ganun talaga.
Aligned. <It's, laughs>
diba? Aligned. It really helps. So I guess I don't know if you're not an active person, you know, go back to the hobbies and all the activities that you're used to. But if you are an active person, really, that's one of the things that I super recommend. Going back to running. Actually, even just walking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Walking
outside. I feel like when there's too much noise in your head, weird, eh? Quiet time yung physical activity. I don't know if for you also ganun siya, but for me, like, nakakalma yung utak ko.
Yeah.
Weird ba yun? Or it also, at the same time, it gives you a sense of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Diba? A huge definitely. Sense of accomplishment.
But can I just say, actually, when it comes, because you mentioned like, maingay yung utak mo, you know, I have a lot of thoughts in my head. I do have this thing where I cannot have a single minute in my life where nothing is playing. Like, I need to have either music playing or TV show on my laptop, because I know if I turn it off, I'll just go back. Yeah, exactly. I'll have all these thoughts in my head. And even while working out, I actually cannot work out without music.
Who works out quiet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who works out without music? What kind of a freak are you?
There are people who do work out without music. Really? And honestly, yeah. Whenever I'm on my bike, I want to have music. I know, like, maybe some people don't do that, but I like having music in my ears because it won't become therapeutic for me. So, yeah, tas parang, for me, nababaisip nga ako na parang, is there something wrong with me that every minute of my life, there needs to be something externally playing? Kasi hindi ko talaga kaya maglalaba, magluluto. Even when I go to sleep, I can't have silence. Like, I need to have nature sounds on YouTube.
Talaga?
Yeah. So,
yes.
Oh gosh. I don't know if some people relate, but that's what happens.
I super relate to you.
Yeah.
I super relate to you. I love playing Hello. There's always music. There's speakers everywhere. And my husband isn't the same. I mean, he watches something over and over also on his laptop, whatever, when he's taking a shower. But hindi siya ma-music. Ma-music ako. Kailangan ko ng music. Tapos, so nasanay na rin ako sa silence for a while. Like, going about my days, you know, and curling my hair, doing my makeup, ganyan, in my little space. Ma'am, ito seryoso, kahapon lang, pinasok ko yung speakers dun sa labas, dun sa loob nung parang dressing room ko. Play ako ng music habang nag-ano ako. Ang saya ko! Parang,
diba?
Ginawa to ulit. Ba yan? Ba't ang tagal kong nalulungkot, nag-aayos ng My God.
Music. Exactly. Oh, gosh,
I super get you. And also with the sleeping, as far as I can remember, when I was younger, I needed the TV to be playing in the background for me to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Mababa. Pero dapat may tunog.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, actually.
Ooh. I don't know. Maybe it's an ADD thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
Last few questions for me, girl. Magto 2 parts yata tayo. Sabi ko, 1 hour lang. Di, 1 hour na tayo eh. Papa ng chika. Okay. You just turned 30.
Yeah.
Yay! I don't feel 30 though. I don't feel
How are
30.
You supposed to feel? Oh, wait. I know how to answer that. I know how to answer that. Does your back hurt?
My what?
Does your back hurt?
Yeah.
Actually, okay, yeah, that's how it feels like to be 30.
My back hurts all the time anyway. So that's why maybe I don't feel like I'm 30. Kasi ever since I was 22, my back hurt.
Talaga ba?
But.
Okay, well.
I don't know. That's one of the reasons. Actually, when I turned 30, one of the first thoughts for me was, yes, I can guest on Kara's podcast now. I'm 30.
You didn't have to be.
I know.
No, but that's funny. That's really funny. You're like, oh, I've been meaning to ask you, girl, others. Seryoso ka? I would have loved, hello, kahit anong pagchikahan natin dito. I've always loved having you on here. But you did just turn 30. So
I did this
happy
year,
30,
this
yeah?
Thank this you. Year. And actually, I don't know if maybe it's the Asian genes or whatever, but whenever I tell my classmates are like 22, 24, ganon. Mm. Whenever I tell my classmates that I'm 30, they're like, no way. So I would like to thank the genes of my parents and the Asian genes for, you know, not making me look like, you know, whatever, what they expected.
Your age.
My age.
You've always looked very young though.
Thank you.
For
thank
your
you.
Age.
I think it's the small face. I don't know. Sabi mo kanina.
Maganda ka lang talaga. Tanggapin mo na yun. Natay magagawa. Oh. Ganun talaga yun. Oh my God.
What? Sabi mo. Hindi ko narinig ka siya.
No. But.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Turning 30 was kind of weird because I actually expected to have like a big, you know, like a big celebration and like a club or whatever outside. But then, first of all, I didn't have the means to do that. I don't have the financial means to book a club and, you know, whatever. And then secondly, I only have maybe a few friends here. So all my friends that I would love to celebrate with are back in the Philippines. And so I had to scratch that. But it was still really fun. You know, I had a cake and then we went out. After 2 weeks, I think I did celebrate it again with my classmates and we did karaoke. And you know me. Sayang walang Rina ng Quezon City eh. Wala eh. Sa ano? Sa video ke nila. You know that song? My favorite song. But... we did karaoke. We went out to like 3 a.m. And for some reason, it was for some reason, like I told you, I don't feel 30 because I think what I didn't realize was I was living my life since, kunwari sabihin natin, since I was 27. I was living my life like how I wanted it to be. How I wanted my life to be. And now that I'm 30, I know who I am. Like, I'm getting to know more who I am. And then I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I actually know how to say no. Yung ganon, yung marang, it's been, so parang, maybe that's the reason why, because I've been trying to live my life for years now, how I want it to be. Kaya when I turn 30, it's not like, oh no, I have to make a big change, or why am I still like this?
Yeah.
But physically, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that I've got it all figured out.
No, of course.
Because there are still some days where I think about, you know, what other people have achieved when they were 30 and me, you know, where I am right now, like career, family, you know, I don't have kids. I don't have a house. I don't have a car. But I have.
But that's the worst thing you can do for yourself, you know, is to compare your journey to somebody else's.
Yeah. I mean, we already know it. We've seen it before. It's on Instagram. You know, our therapists say it. Parang, don't compare yourself to anybody else.
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes it's so hard for me to ignore it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's there all the time. But you know what though? I'm thankful that even my parents don't have expectations of me being a 30-year-old. Kasi ang hirap if... Ang hirap na nga when I have my own expectations of myself.
Tapos sila pa.
Other people. Yeah. So they were like, just, you know, do what you want. Do what you need to do. And yeah, that's another conversation in itself. My relationship with parents and my relationship with my parents now that I'm here in the UK. Like, it's different.
Okay.
You know.
New podcast episode noted. It's in the pipeline. Pag-usapan natin yan. I love it. Ma'am, marami tayong content.
I know. But physically, there were also a lot of changes. Ang weird kasi I didn't expect that my menstruation would change.
How did it change? What changed?
It's, so less na yung dysmenorrhea ko for some reason. And then, yeah, napansin ko talaga na parang, okay, it's not as, I know. But,
okay.
iba na rin yung feeling, you know what I mean? Parang iba na yung feeling. Tapos parang, how do I describe it without sounding, baka may kumakain kasi.
Don't mind how you sound. It's fine how you're gonna sound. Yeah, just say it.
Yeah, even like the actual physical, you know, excretion. Ang weird ba?
It's different? Is it redder? Is it lighter?
No. It's actually darker. It's actually darker. The blood is darker. Yeah. And then...
Are you using a cup now or...
No, I'm using tampons.
Napkins? Tampons?
Tampons.
And it's darker.
Maybe why. Maybe that's why. But yeah, tas umikse... And then...
Ako umiksi like din, girl.
Diba?
Umiksi. Hindi, tsaka meron pa siyang moments na titigil siya ng third day. Completely gone.
Exactly!
Tapos fourth day, babalik. Ano yun? MacArthur. Ano nangyari sa'yo? Alam ko, okay na tayo.
Ako, ganyan na ganyan din ako. Like, first day, meron. Second day, wala. Tapos I'm like... And then the third day, meron ulit. I'm like... What's happening? Ano yung break? Pwede pala yun. So yeah, it's just all so different.
Yeah, but oddly the same.
A lot of different things.
But oddly the same. That's really exactly why I started the podcast anyway after I turned 30, right? Mine was different. Mine was more like I left radio at 30.
Yeah.
And you know, I was in a new relationship at 30. I actually spent my 30th birthday in a different country with my now husband. You know, I feel like we have all these expectations of ourselves kasi na joke big lang pag 30 mo iba na ang paningin mo sa mundo, iba na automatically sa like kahapon 29 ako, hindi masakit yung likod ko, 30 ako today, aray ang sakit na like, it's not like that, you know, and it won't it's just I feel like in our 30s at least or in this season of our lives we just like what you said, like what Rica said. Alam mo na, technically, kung ano yung mga gusto mo at kung ano yung ayaw mo. you've already sort of set your boundaries. You're sort of set in your ways, like you know yourself for the most part. But also at the same time, you don't.
Yeah.
Because there will still exactly. be, no, weird, but there will still be a lot of changes and you're still going to have to adapt to all of those mm-hmm. changes. And yeah, so.
But I mean, there are still a lot of times where I think to myself, nah, damn, I can't believe that I'm 30 and this is what I'm still going through. Like, I'm still not financially independent or hindi, financially stable or mm-hmm. like I said na parang minsan napapaisip pa din ako shit I don't have a car I don't have a house like wala akong investments or whatever I'm still when I because right now I'm job hunting and mm-hmm. napaisip ako shit I'm 30 and I'm still job hunting for like this role or whatever tapos pa naisip ko the reason why it's only so crappy is because I put the phrase, crap, I'm 30.
I'm 30.
I'm uh-huh. 30 and dot, dot, dot. If I take that out, it's so simple. I'm job hunting.
You're
I don't
yeah.
have a car. Okay. You know, I don't have a house. Okay. Wala naman. Yeah. Diba?
Oh.
I mean.
Anong mali dun? So,
exactly.
What's so wrong about it?
That's, I feel like that's the only reason why I feel bad about it because I attribute it to the age. Yeah, exactly. But
it's supposed to be like this. It's supposed to be like that. Like for me, at least, married. And it never ends. That's the thing, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're not married at 30, ay, ba't di ka pa kasal? You're married at 30, wala pa kayong anak. Ay, ba't wala ka pang anak? May anak ka na. Ay, bakit hindi pa siya nagaganto? Ay, saan siya mag-a? It never freaking ends. Okay.
It never ends.
People will always, outside of your life, will always have something mm-hmm. to say. And at the same time, because of what we've also been so used to, what we heard growing up, our, you know, society and our culture and whatever, we're also so hard on ourselves because of our expectations of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Ay, dapat ganito na ako. Dapat ganito na. Dapat meron na akong ganito by this age. But as long as you're happy and you're not hurting anybody and you're constantly growing as a person, you are fine and you are where you're supposed to be.
Can I just say, because I had a conversation with my mom exactly just like that, because I told her that I want to move in with my boyfriend. And you know that in the Philippines, we do have that sort of like kind of like negative connotation that comes with it. Na parang, you're gonna live with your boyfriend, whatever. So initially, my mom kind of expressed her dislike about the idea. It's not that she wants to say no because she can't. You know what I mean? I'm an adult. You know? There's no more no or yes or
sorry,
whatever.
Tita. I didn't mean it that way. But like,
I'm sure she knows. She knows. But I was explaining to her my decision, and I was like, if you think about it, we're not hurting other people. We're spending our own money and we're happy with it. Mm-hmm. And what's wrong with that? Yung parang, alam mo yun, yung, tapos napaisip nga din siya, sabi niya, yeah, I mean, that's a thought. But we're still not done with the conversation. It was just like a step forward for her. So, mm-hmm. yeah, and I think I take that with all of the things that's happening in my life. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you're not spending other people's money, you're spending your own, and you're happy with it, then go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sino ba? See, I mean, sometimes naman kasi, our biggest critic is ourselves. Diba? Oh, yeah. Biggest judger natin, sarili natin eh. So, I mean, yun na nga lang in and of itself is already a tough job to do. Is to keep talking mm-hmm. kindly to yourself and reminding yourself that you shouldn't. I mean, there shouldn't be a lot of shoulds and should yeah. not. You know, tama. Again, as long as you're not hurting anybody, you're happy, you're growing, evolving as a person, then you're fine. Diba? Iisipin pa ba natin kung ano iniisip ng ibang tao? Ay, bah. sino bang ini-impress natin?
You can't say that to me right now kasi alam mo bang right now I think I'm really really struggling with thinking about what other people think about me and not my family, not yung my parents or whatever, like sometimes mm-hmm. random people, like sometimes my professor or like so, minsan nga I even burden myself with thinking na what does my therapist think about me? Eh, they should be neutral, obviously. Dapat hindi mo na iniisip yun. But right now, that's really what I'm struggling with. Na parang, oh no, other people might see me as this or see me as unemployed or mga ganon. So that's what I'm really struggling with right now. Na parang, feeling ko ginajudge ako ng madaming tao.
I have a question for you. Okay. Take a specific question in your head. Like, ano to si professor? Ano? Your professor might be thinking that what again?
No.
Like, in your head?
Sabihin natin, kunwari lang, this random tita thinks na, you're unemployed in another country.
Okay. What's the worst, my question for you, follow-up question to that is, what's the worst thing that can happen if that's what they're thinking about you?
Nothing. They're just thinking about it. Exactly.
So nothing?
So the worst that can happen?
What's the fear? Like what's the fear there? I mean, we play these scenarios and these things in our head. Like me, I still get like conversation, whatever, like social anxiety because I tend to be clearly very madaldal and very open and candid. There are times, especially when I'm inebriated, that I tend to share a little too much or say some things that I feel like, oh my gosh, I've shared too much of myself. And then I come home and I lay in bed and I'm like, hala, ginayata niya ako gusto. Baka mamaya sinabi ko to. Tapos, you know, I feel like I said something that I shouldn't have said that. Like, oh my God, Kara. You know, but it's all just in our head. But there's always a fear attached to it. Like, am I afraid to be seen as weak? Am I afraid to be seen as incapable? Or is it shame? What is it?
The fear is that it will be true. That I will be unemployed. You know what I mean?
But you are unemployed currently. But so
I am. Yeah.
What is the worst thing that can happen?
My fear is that it'll happen. Like, nobody will take me. Like, I won't get a job. Parang ganon. But, I mean, I know myself. I know I can get a job. It's just that thought that other people might be thinking is so scary.
Does this thought push you? Does thinking this way push you to look for a job faster?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay, I wanna show them. But it's also so crippling. But it's so crippling.
It is.
It's so crippling. Like sometimes I can't even function well. Or like hindi ako makagawa ng actually. I can't even send my CV or send my cover letter because I keep thinking, oh, this random tita thinks I'm gonna be unemployed. Alam mo yan, parang ko. Oh my gosh. Parang siya, counterproductive. Yeah, counterproductive siya. So, I think, I want to be candid about that. That's what I'm struggling with right now. And thankfully, in our university, we have like counseling. So, I took that up. And yeah, that's been really helping me a lot. And they even have like this, and I think it's nice to have that kind of like support system. And I know it's not a big culture thing in, it's not a big thing in the Philippines where people go to therapy, but I hope it will be.
Oh yeah.
But it did help a lot. And it's nice to have that support system. They even have a support system to the point where they call you randomly throughout like in a week. And check up on you. Like, yeah, it's called like the out of hours team. It's a 10-minute conversation. They can be like, hi, who are you with? Are you safe? Because you know, sometimes other people have violent thoughts. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so, you know, and yeah.
That's amazing.
If I tell you all about like the well-being, they call it the well-being service here. It's just grabe kakaiba. They're like connected with different charities. When you move to another place, they call the well-being service there, and then they call you. Like kunwari lang. I'm in Bristol right now, and then I go to London. Yeah. My service here will inform them, the team over there, and they'll call you. Ganon.
Yeah, and this is free.
Yeah, well, this is free for the university. And I'm sure you know, for some people, they have to pay for it. But that's the system.
But still,
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's so much better than what, you know, what we have or what we don't have in the Philippines.
We don't have it. I'm not saying it's, I mean, number one, it's so expensive. I'm not,
it is. But it's not a perfect system, but there is a system.
Yeah. So, but there is.
Yeah.
That's very important. And I'm happy for you that you have that support system. I think that's what I've been struggling with here. I mean, thankfully I did, you know, I took up, I've been doing therapy for a while now. Right. And I was able to, experience theta healing. If you've heard of it, theta healing, Sanaya from Podcast Network Asia also. And I took up the classes. Girl, nakatatlong class ako, natapos ko yung like course.
Wow.
And I feel like I can call myself a theta healer now somewhat. But I literally inaral ko siya so that I will know how to deal with myself here. Yeah. And then with the goal of also being able to help other people as well. But it's, you know, ginastosan ko siya, hindi siya mura, number one. Kasi hindi mura yung therapy din eh, okay? Hindi siya mura. But in my head, if I study it, maybe I can do it to myself. Which I have, it's great. But, makakatipid ako. I can take control of this. I can do it myself, girl. I mean, you can to a certain extent, but it's not advisable to just do it yourself. It's still it's still very different to have somebody else to talk to have a support system, to have a group at least or someone to talk to outside of yourself so that you can release, to have some sort of release.
To like exactly release and like to bounce off of someone also. Yeah. But alam mo, sometimes it's also like a different feeling to open up to somebody you don't really know. That's one thing. Yeah, that's one thing that I had to go through. Na parang shucks, I have to open up all of these boxes. Na open ko na to for my other therapists. But yeah, I mean, I do recommend counseling or therapy. Mm-hmm. It's really one of the things that also aligned me. And actually, sometimes you know what really helps me is when I know that I have a session lined up. Kahit sabihin natin it's down the line, like a month after pa. Yung parang just the thought that, oh, I'm gonna talk to someone actually in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Parang, yeah. And I think that if, let's say, you don't have access to therapy, I think that can also help, like, let's say, with a friend na parang, you know.
Yung friend mo na hindi judger, ha?
Oo.
Tsaka yung friend mo na friend mo talaga.
Yung friend mo na friend mo talaga. Exactly. Yung, where you feel safe. Na parang it just really helps that down the line, I have something scheduled na. Parang ito, this conversation, I was just like, I actually canceled my therapy this week because I was like, I'm sorry, I'm busy. And I know that this conversation will help me. So, alam mo yun, whatever helps. So,
I was just about to say, this is helping me a lot already. It's helping me a whole lot already. So thank you. Thank you for coming on here. I'm really so looking forward to being able to do this a little bit more. Maybe not, let's not use the word regularly kasi parang pressure. I know you're being
pressure
a lot of things. But like, kilala kita eh, di ba? Na-catch ko na yung sarili ko dun sa word na yon. But you know, I really want to be able to do this to you every now and then because it really does help. And for all of you guys also who have maybe moved to a different city or who are thinking of moving somewhere else and shifting your lives, it's stay in contact with the people who matter. Stay in contact with the friends who will listen to you. And you know, when you do open up to them, they will listen to you and know when to give advice or when to just listen and just be there for you in the moment, diba?
Yeah. And actually, before we end anything, I just really want to say, and I don't think people know this because, you know, I mean, like, I don't say this out loud or whatever, but I want to say it out loud right now. When I was moving here, the whole process of that 2 months of that limbo, I don't know where to go, I don't know what to think, Kara helped me so much. Do you remember those random calls? The random calls and the random everything. And then you know what I didn't realize? you were also going through your own shit because you were also moving and you had the time to help me. You had the time to pick up the phone when I called you crying and like, remember that? Di ba nang umiyak na ako? Pakapick up mo pa lang ng phone. Mom, she's like... And like, I just really want to thank you and I don't know how to thank you enough for doing that. And I feel like I've been such a crappy friend not calling you or not, you know, messaging you or whatever. But especially at that time of my life, it was so chaotic. But you were there. Like, literally, you were there for me. As in talaga. So,
I love you. Thank you for saying that.
Grabe.
Huwag mo ako paiiyakin. Ako ako pinapaiyak.
And to think na parang you were also going through your own move. It was... That's the reason, actually, that's one of the reasons why we didn't really see each other when I left. It's because you were also moving. So mm-hmm. we had that kind of understanding. But grabe, you were such a big help, Mom. She's like, yeah, some people lifted boxes for me. Some people lifted actual weights. But you lifted weight off my shoulders that time of my life. And it's like, I don't
know
how
to thank
you.
I'm so happy to
know that. The reason why I'm here, one of the biggest things is because of you. As in, I have those phone calls and stuff.
Ano ba? Bakit may paiyakan moment? I love you.
Love you.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you, Mom. In the same way, I mean, maybe it didn't feel that way to you, but you did and have helped me a lot too. So, you have. Mom, kung alam mo lang din, only your energy and your presence and your energy alone has lit up my life and continue to light up my life. So, thank you. Hala!
Hello, kainis. Okay, na share mo. Ayoko.
Alam, tapusin na natin ito para makapag-iyakan na tayo
off the air.
Nakakainis naman to. Nag-bring up ko ng
ganun.
Thank you.
But thank you for, thank you for, kunwari na lang, thank you for asking me to be on your podcast. Even if...
No, I will always be here for you. I want to be able to say that also, that I will always be here for you. And friends who, how do I say this? This is a real friendship is what I'm going to say. And thank you for thanking me because not a lot of people will. And most people will feel entitled to friends being that way. But, you being able to see that and appreciate that means a lot to me as well. So thank you. Thank you for saying that. Mamaya na tayo mag-iyak. Tapusin na natin to. Magdadalawang oras na tayo. I have one last question for you.
Okay.
Momsh. a couple of questions. But if you only had about a minute to give advice to someone who is starting over or thinking of starting over in this season of their lives, who's having doubts or probably is too afraid to take the leap, what would you tell him or her?
What did I do? I guess, like I said, one of the biggest things that really helped me was to take it like day by day. Yun na lang. Sabihin natin, like the little things. Try to do the little things. And then also to have that good support system around you.
Take it day by day, one day at a time, and know the value of having a support system. Mm. Yes, very important.
Yeah, know the value of having a support system. And honestly, what really helped me, and I don't know if this is good advice, but sometimes I don't even think about it. Like, hindi ko na iniisip na I'm going to be moving to another country. I don't think about that. Because if I think about that, that's such a big leap. So what I think about is what's in front of me right now. And then
that helps too.
Yeah.
That's a big help. Thank you very much, Rica GGG, Rica Garcia, everybody. An amazing person. I keep telling you this, and I'm also going to say it on air. Grabe yung bilib ko sa'yo sa tapang mo. Hindi ka pa umaalis ng bansa. I mean, I remember a birthday greeting that was the content of what I said. Bilib ako lagi sa tapang mo. You know what you want. You know what you want and you know how to get it. And so that's why I'm like, you always know what you want and you will always know how to get it and you will always get it. So there is no doubt that you will be, that you will succeed in whatever it is you put your heart and mind into. So I'm just so proud of you. And thank you for being on here. Always proud of you. And I look forward to seeing you soon. One last question for me. Ako pala yung may accent. One last question for me. And you know, I asked this question as a sort of a closer to mm-hmm. my podcast is, what are you grateful for? Our minds can be so loud, so noisy in here. But I guess being aware of and listing down or even saying it mm-hmm. out loud what you're grateful for kind of grounds you. So what are you grateful for in this moment right here, right now?
I'm really grateful for my body, like what it can do. That it can actually, because like I said, activities and sports really align me. That my body mm-hmm. is able to do that. And I have, and even if sabihin natin, sometimes I look in the mirror and I have thick legs or whatever. I think my thick legs, I can deadlift, I can squat, can bike for a long time. It takes me everywhere. And I am already at that point where I'm over hating my body. I'm not going to hate my body anymore because this is what makes me lift things. And hindi ako mahilig mag-ask ng help when I lift boxes and I can lift it on my own. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
I am grateful to have that. And especially because I have diabetes. That's another thing to talk about. Mm-hmm. I have diabetes na parang. I'm thankful for the body that it's still here. Alam mo yun? And then I'm actually thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for this place that I called a home. For 1 year, mm-hmm. I am thankful for the food that I eat every day. And I'm thankful for Ryan because Ryan really keeps me grounded as well.
Shout out to Ryan.
No, it's real. It's real. Also, can I just say one more thing? I'm really thankful for my friends. I'm really thankful for my friends who I met here in university. So we have like a project support group. So we're just four mm-hmm. in the group and we meet each other in the room where we have the computers and everything. We sit down, we don't talk to each other. But alam mo yun, just to know that somebody's beside you and working also for that final project and for the paper. I'm really thankful for that, to have friends like that. Yeah. And I wish you could meet them.
I will. I'm sure I will.
I know. Nakakatawa nga kasi whenever I mention their names on the other podcast, like the Halo Halo Show, whenever I mention my friends' names, Charlotte, Mary, Jess, si JC, sinasabi niya na parang, you're just making up those names. They're not real people. Kasi parang generic daw. They're not real people.
Movie names. Tapos nasa UK ka pa. Parang siyang pelikula. Like a British movie, Charlotte, Mary.
Exactly. Jess, but they're really great. And I'm really thankful for them. So
I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy you found your circle. I'm so happy you are who you are right now when you're exploring more and more things about yourself and you are willing to explore all of them and to sit down with your failures because they will happen every once in mm-hmm. a while in our lives and that you are brave enough to do that. And thank you for being on here. Happy 30th.
Thank you.
And I look forward to having another conversation with you again, whether on air or off the air. And please invite our 30-something listeners, after 30 listeners as well, to listen to your podcast and to follow you on your socials. And where can they get in touch with you?
Yes. So my podcast with JC Tevez is called The Halo Halo Show. So if you just like random conversations about things that are trending online, then that's where you go. And then you can follow me at RikaGGG everywhere. And then we actually created a new YouTube channel, which we post a lot of like YouTube shorts in. So it's our climbs on YouTube. So we just post like random stuff like what we ate or like a new restaurant. So I like it. Also, you know what? It's so exciting. Yesterday, my because I'm studying to create audio documentaries. So that's really what my master's is all about. And one of my pieces last night got featured in BBC Bristol. And you can still...
Oh, yeah! Gosh! Congratulations!
Thank you. Yeah, so one of my pieces got featured in BBC Bristol. And you guys can listen to it on the BBC Sounds app. Just look for July 19 on like Bristol, the Bristol okay. area. Yeah. So there. That's fun.
Wow, it was like it was so surreal. But this is not the first time you were featured though. I mean, I remember you posting something about something you made got featured somewhere also.
Yeah, no, that one actually, the other one is called hashtag Rethinking Refugee. And I made that for a company called ACH. They work with refugees and they wanted to like tell the story of a refugee that it's not what you think. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I interviewed this lovely lady called Nezrin. She cooks Egyptian food. And yeah, I made a documentary about it. It's cool. It's 15 minutes. And I think the link is somewhere. I'll post it on my Instagram. I failed to post it on my Instagram feed. But it's
you should
there.
Share it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I do. I do audio documentaries and I think it's really nice. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank
I'm
you.
So, so, so proud of you. And I'm so happy for you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time. I know you have a long day ahead of you. But yeah, stay in touch. We'll have another one. Because na to 2 hours din tayo eh. No, but we'll definitely have another one. There's so
yeah,
much.
Definitely.
There's so much to talk about. But I'm so grateful for you. Gosh, I can't believe I almost forgot to say that. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for saying what you said earlier. You just made my month, probably even my year. I love you.
I love you.
I love it. You. I I'll miss you.
I miss you too.
Bye.
Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
Have a great day.
Thank you so, so much for your time and energy. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Now, this is the part where you share the things, people, moments, whatever it is that you're grateful for today. I would love to hear from you, so please do get in touch with me on Instagram and Facebook at After30 with Cara Erigel. I would love to see you tag me in your stories if you do post this. And please follow me on Spotify if you haven't yet, and also leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. That would really, really help the podcast. And of course, me a lot. And I truly, truly appreciate you. I am so grateful for you. Don't forget, be grateful.